You're listening to the Ray Hanania Podcast, a weekly overview of all my opinion columns, my radio interviews, and my reports on Middle East topics and on mainstream American politics. My Middle East columns are published in the Arab News newspaper, the Middle East Monitor online, and the Arab Daily News online. My mainstream columns are published at suburbanchicagoland.com and in 7 newspapers in the southwest region of Chicagoland, including the Regional News, the Reporter newspaper, the Des Plaines Valley News, and the Southwest News Herald. This podcast also includes my radio show broadcast in Detroit on the second Friday of every month, live on WNZK AM 690 radio, and also live online. It's a lot of information and a lot of resources, but you can get all of this on my writings and podcasts by visiting my website at hanania.com. I hope you sit back and enjoy this latest podcast. So what is all this stuff about Tucker Carlson and Jeanine Perot saying nasty things about Arabs and Muslims? Believe me, the left does not care about Arabs or Muslims, because the truth is that they're hypocrites, the same way the media is. I mean, and let's understand this principle about media bias. It's very simple. That when it comes to the Middle East, when it comes to anything that has to do with Palestinians, Arabs, Muslims, Christians, doesn't matter, even pro-Palestinian Jews, the media is biased. They exclude, they marginalize, they keep you out. Outside of that narrow focus, for the most part, the media is very objective, it's principled, it's ethical, but whenever it talks about the Middle East and Palestine, it's completely biased, racist, xenophobic. They do everything, they demonize, and they take it one step further, not just in their coverage of Palestine, you know, by excluding, you know, positive information about Palestinians and Arabs and Muslims. But what the media also does is they don't hire anybody who writes anything that's positive in a serious way or that is excessively critical of Israel. They won't do it. So when you look at all the media, 10,000 reporters who are working for media across this country, less than about 100 are Arab American, and they're not allowed to write serious criticism of Israel. They're allowed to talk about themselves. I mean, you look at Hoda Kotb on TV and NBC. She doesn't talk about politics or being, you know, Egyptian American in terms of, you know, Palestine or the role that Egypt played in creating the Palestine conflict and Israel. But what they do allow her is to talk about her culture. So they limit Arabs at the national level in the media. But if you happen to be Jewish and very pro-Israeli, you have a license to kill. You can say and write whatever you want. So with that understanding, you need to understand that the left, the media, the left and the Democrats, which are defending the media, are not doing it because they believe in some kind of principle of fairness. They're doing it because it's a political weapon that they're using against the right and the Republicans. And the right and the Republicans are doing the exact same thing. Now, let's apply that to Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson is a right-wing conservative commentator. And he's been around for a number of years, you know, at least, you know, whatever, since 2006. I think he's been making very derogatory comments for many, many years. And on the left is a group called Media Matters for America. And Media Matters for America has been very extreme in terms of criticizing the right. So Media Matters for America assigns people to monitor people like Tucker Carlson, not to, you know, give an objective analysis of what they do, but find anything where they slip up and say something stupid. So that's what they've been doing. And in doing it, one of their researchers decided to go back, and they discovered that Tucker Carlson had said something back in 2008 when he was on the Shock Jock radio show program, you know, Bubba the Love Sponge. It's a stupid program, but it was very popular because, you know, hate did sell. And Tucker Carlson was drawn into that dialogue, and he said something along the lines of, you know, they're talking about Iraq back in 2008, and he referred to all Iraqis as semi-illiterate monkeys. Now, that's a racist term. And the media just went crazy, you know, just attacking him. He's a racist. Then they allege that he said that he's like a pedophile, that he uses language, you know, like, you know, raping little kids. I mean, all the stuff they've said about him is just, you know, it really is, a lot of it is exaggerated. But he did refer to Iraqis as semi-illiterate monkeys, which is a horrible racist comment. Now, does he apologize? Not really. He gets beat up so badly by the left that he draws a line and he refuses to apologize. He won't do it, and he writes on his Twitter account at Tucker Carlson, "Media Matters caught me saying something naughty on a radio show more than a decade ago. Rather than express the usual ritual contrition, how about this? I'm on television every weeknight live for an hour. If you want to know what I think, you can watch. Anyone who disagrees with my views is welcome to come on and explain why. Hey, I'd love to, Tucker, because I think you're wrong. I think it's ridiculous. I think you should apologize. You should admit a mistake. Don't be like the left. Don't be like the right. Be, you know, you want to be somebody smart. How about define yourself in a centrist way? You can be a conservative centrist, but don't embrace racism and this kind of really demonization, you know, referring to Iraqis as monkeys. That's horrible. That's, in fact, that's the equivalent of anti-Semitism. You want to criticize Ilhan Omar for criticizing Israel, calling her anti-Semitism, then you need to accept the fact that you're a racist. Or you apologize, and you just simply issue an apology. Say and explain it, and be genuine and be sincere, if you are. Now, if you're not, if you really think that all Arabs are monkeys, then you are a racist, then just admit it. Just say that you're a right-wing neo-Nazi racist. It's up to you, you know, Tucker. But that's where this issue stands. The problem is that the left isn't interested in an apology. They're not interested in the damage that Tucker Carlson's comments have on Iraqis and Arabs. What they're interested in is using it to destroy the right, because the left and the right are in a war, and they will use whatever weapons and instruments they can to destroy their opposition. So the right is using criticism of Israel to destroy the left, and the left is using misogynistic and racist rhetoric. It's not always racist and misogynistic, but, you know, you can take anything, just like statistics, and turn it into anything you want. Any quote you want can be taken out of context, put in a new context, and the truth doesn't matter. Just ask, you know, people who knew Helen Thomas. You know, the comments that she made were totally distorted, twisted around, because they wanted to take her out of the White House. Now, that's what's happening. So don't sympathize. You know, as an Arab, or, you know, for Muslims, anybody, Palestinians, anybody that supports justice in the Middle East, don't take sides in this stuff, because all you're doing is contributing to the game that's being played, and you're fueling the racism. You're not stopping it. Tucker Carlson should apologize. And if he does apologize, as Arabs and Muslims, and especially me as a Christian Arab, we recognize the power and the importance of an apology. That's the way Christian Arabs are taught. We accept apologies. And those Muslims, the extremists in the Muslim community, there's a small group of them that are fanatics that exploit the victimization of the rest of the Muslim community that doesn't get a voice in our society. Those extremists need to be called out for their fanaticism in rejecting apologies. There are a lot of instances where people on the right and the left have said things and have apologized, and it's only accepted for political reasons. As Arabs, we shouldn't get involved in taking sides with the right or the left. We should be taking sides with principle. We should be taking sides with what's right. So when Tucker Carlson makes a statement and stands up and apologizes, we should accept it. If he doesn't apologize, then of course he should be criticized and called out for it, but not because we want to help the left beat up the right, because I'm telling you, there is no support on the left or the right, and the mainstream left or the mainstream right, for the rights of Palestinians, for the rights of Arabs or Muslims. You are just an instrument of their political strategy to defeat their rivals. Now let's take a quick look at Jeanine Perrot. Okay, Jeanine Perrot is an American television host, author. She's a former judge. She's a former prosecutor. She's a former politician from New York. And she, too, like Tucker Carlson, hosts a show on Fox News Channel's Justice with Judge Jeanine. And Judge Jeanine decided that she was going to make some nasty comments about Ilhan Omar, who is the congresswoman from Minnesota, who is an Arab Muslim who wears a hijab. Instead of addressing her issues, you know, Ilhan's issues, she looks at Ilhan and says that, oh, wait, she wears a hijab. And that signals a adherence to this Islamic doctrine indicative of her adherence to Sharia law, which in itself is anti-ethical to the United States Constitution. It's a statement that basically says that if you wear a hijab, you're anti-American because you embrace quote-unquote Sharia law. Of course, that's ridiculous. Now, what makes this interesting and even mentioning is that Jeanine Perrot happens to be Arab-American. She's Lebanese. Now, she's from the Falangist right-wing community of Lebanese. They're a small group of fanatics who hate Arabs. Who don't consider themselves Arabs. Jeanine Perrot will never say she's an Arab. She's Lebanese-American from the Phoenician, extreme Phoenician group of Falangists. And she is just, will use any opportunity to throw hate. And she defends Israel, not over issues, but in general, because, like I said, she just hates Muslims and she just hates Arabs. And she comes from a small society of people, these Falangists, who hate the idea that everybody thinks that they're Arabs. So Jeanine Perrot, she should apologize. And if she did, we should accept it. I mean, if she is really contrite, if she really apologizes in a genuine way, we should accept it. But I don't expect Jeanine Perrot to apologize. I do expect Tucker Carlson to apologize. And I do think that he should do that. If he were smart, he should do it. Because I don't believe he's that racist bigot that his comments make him look like and make him out to be. This has been the Ray Hanania Podcast, a weekly overview of all my opinion columns, my radio interviews, and my reports on Middle East topics and on mainstream American politics. For more information, go to Hanania.com. Thanks for listening.